Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Also download the uncensored podcast we dropped yesterday. It wasn't on the air yet. Let's do it on the podcast. Craig's Deadpool names you can't say and some other commentary with some salty language. A little salty language in there. All right, check it out. Check out Nick and also Josh Wolf at the Funny Bone this weekend, too, if you're in Omaha, funnyboneomaha.com.
That's how we really talk, by the way.
Yep.
When we're on the air, we're being polite.
Yeah.
This truly is the censored version.
That is, actually,
we are.
Is true.
We're actually using decorum when we're on the air.
Doesn't sound that way, but yeah, we're polite on the air.
Every time you think, well, they couldn't get any worse than that. Oh, yes, we can.
Yeah. We talk on the air like we're in, what's the old guy term? Mixed company.
Yes, we do.
When you're in mixed company, you don't use the salty language.
Yeah, we use it on the air, too, for that matter. What's up, Craig?
Yeah, but there's some words we just can't flat out say.
No, no.
That are part of our daily vocabulary.
Right. Hourly vocabulary.
Oh, yeah.
I called that one.
We're celebrating a birthday today. Former vice president. Current president-elect, Joe Biden, is 78 today.
Yay. Happy birthday, Joe.
Is he the oldest president?
He will be.
Yeah, I think he will be.
Inaugurated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reagan quit when he was what? Reagan was...
Did he make 80?
No, he was 70, I think, when he left, right?
Not sure.
Look it up, Puss.
All right. He was in office till 89. He was born in 1911.
78.
There you go.
78.
Oh, actually, no, because he didn't turn. His birthday wasn't until February 6th of 89.
So he was just short of 78.
He was just short of 78 when he left office.
Yeah. But he was also gone. He had dementia kicking in pretty hard there last year or so. Mm-hmm. That they kept quiet. Yeah,
it's hard to see Biden running for a second term.
Doesn't really matter.
82?
He's got it. He's going to be president now, and that's all I care.
82 is the new, like, 50.
The orange Hitler. Well, he's in pretty good shape for 78. That's a damn sure.
Yeah, riding a bike.
Riding a bike, running on stage, doesn't drink, doesn't eat fried chicken all day like the current guy. Who apparently wants to run in 4 years, so we'll see what he looks like in 4 years.
He doesn't drink.
Who?
Biden.
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
That disappoints me.
Yeah, me too.
We need a president who drinks.
Yeah.
I've always wondered how that works. If the president wants to have a couple cocktails at night, what if a call comes in where there's some global emergency or something?
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Are you ever off call as the president?
So. Well, once again, we're coming from the attitude where we're getting hammered.
Right.
I'm sure in the old days there were hammered guys.
Well, apparently Nixon had that issue a couple of times.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I understand there's a difference between I want to have a couple cocktails and I want to get blitzed.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Can the president just get blitzed?
Well, he can.
If he decides.
But they push it off. Let's hope for the next 6 hours where he's hammered and nothing major happens, or we pour some coffee in him and see what happens.
You could literally be drunk with power.
Yes, yes.
So, you want to be hammered with the football around? Like, yeah, let's toss one off, see what happens.
Can you pass it off? You know, like say you have to go to the hospital.
Well, that's no. You don't pass off your drunk.
I don't think the line of succession was made because you wanted to get hammered.
And I think that's pretty bad, Paul. When you're signing off to the vice president, so you can get ripped on a Saturday.
That's how I think you can get more qualified people in that position, because a lot of people don't want that job because they can't get drunk and say, "Hey, Kamala, can you handle it for the night?"
Yeah, but I
want that publicly out there.
I think it's okay to
signing off on Saturdays because you want to get ripped.
It's okay to have a president who's not a raging alcoholic.
Oh, totally.
I'm fine with that.
And by the way, we think that, I don't know Biden's history of alcohol, but his wife and son were killed by, we think, might have been a drunk driver in the
70s. Yeah, that's the story.
Yeah, that is the story.
Yeah, but I'm just not a fan of the current teetotaler president. This is why I think we need a drunk.
Well, the current guy's, he's got a lot more problems than teetotaler, you know.
Yeah, but that's one of them. It starts with that.
Well, that, and then he's a racist xenophobe. Remember that one.
Yeah, well,
remember
that part. That too. Whatever he is, I want the other guy to do a 180.
I don't mind if a 78-year-old ain't drinking a lot.
Like a tolerant, you know? Drunk guy. You know,
my dad was 78. If he get tuned up, I didn't want him running anything. So, you know, I think he was about 78 in his mid-70s. We're all down in Mexico. You saw him. He couldn't have used the nuclear codes.
He was about that age when we sent him to the bunny ranch.
That's right.
You just go focus on the hooker.
Right.
Don't worry about doing things that are important.
You need to pass off your responsibilities. You can have some drinks.
Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Craig, call them the 8-0 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, you're unbeaten Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, 9-0.
They're 9-0, aren't they?
9-0, that's right.
Whatever. They have not been granted an exemption by the Department of Health to the mask mandate.
Why would they want an exemption?
Requiring athletes to wear face coverings during competition. That's why they would want an exemption.
Yeah. Well, nobody's doing that, are they?
Nobody is.
Well, the state of Pennsylvania is throwing this down.
Yeah, the state of Pennsylvania says you got to wear a mask. Even during competition. And so they've asked for an exemption to this, and the state said no.
Well, how are they doing this? Because Penn State don't wear masks. The Eagles aren't wearing masks.
Well, this is new.
Not
during the game.
This is new.
They're going to make them wear.
This is new. Now, this
week. They're in Jacksonville Sunday.
Right. And
Penn State's at Iowa, I believe.
And so Thanksgiving Day against the Ravens is when this will possibly come to a head. Now, you've got to figure that they are going to get granted the exemption.
Yeah.
But as it stands now.
Yeah, okay, got it.
The Steelers were not granted an exemption. This is according to the governor's spokesperson. She said this is not an order from the governor, but from the Secretary of Health, Dr. Rachel Levine. The Steelers spokesperson said, yeah, we did get an exemption. But then that's when the governor's spokesperson came out and said, no, you didn't. So they're going to have to be going back and forth on that one.
All right.
Didn't you say yesterday that they have to wear masks at practice now?
Yeah. I mean, this is, here's the deal. The mandate says that as it relates to sports, states that coaches, athletes, including cheerleaders and spectators, must wear face coverings if they cannot maintain blah, blah, blah. This includes activity engaged in workouts, competitions, and on the sidelines, in the dugout, etc. So that's during competition.
State we live in doesn't care, apparently, because our head coach of this school, it's a chin diaper, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't Frost just wear a chin diaper all the time?
He's big on the chin diaper.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's what he looks like when he goes out in public, too.
Oh, yeah.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott has now tested positive for the virus.
He's been a douchebag since day one. Surprise.
Yeah. And El Paso County, Texas, putting out an urgent call to hire a temporary morgue attendant to deal with all the COVID-related deaths in that part of Texas.
Man.
NBA free agency gets underway tonight.
Yeah, right after the draft, actually. Yeah.
Always exciting.
Yeah, it's always exciting. They try to make it exciting when you watch that NBA show for about 2 minutes. You realize, oh, they're talking NBA.
The only part of this I find intriguing the little bit is when you see stories like the guy from Boston who turned down a $35 million player option.
Right. Yeah.
$35 million? No, that's okay.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Or James Harden. Did you see that story about him earlier?
Yeah, what was his?
He turned down a contract offer extension from the Rockets for 2 years.
108.
100, I think it was 105.
I thought it was 108
years,
million.
Either way.
He would have become the first guy to ever make in excess of $50 million for one season.
He turned
and
it down.
Said, nah.
Will he get an offer like that from somewhere else?
He wants to go somewhere else and
he
be
wants
a winner.
Out.
Yeah, he just wants out. He's willing to sacrifice a few bucks to get out.
That must be bad.
But, too, I mean, I when
yeah,
that's,
we don't play in those in that stratosphere. That's crazy. We don't know what that's like to turn down that kind of cash when you're sitting on a bunch of cash.
Well, and in their defense, I saw pretty much every sportscaster who did that story go, right. Nah, I'd have taken the money.
Oh, yeah.
Nope,
yeah.
That's nuts.
2 years, yep.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks to online dating, there is the dating phenomenon of hat fishing. That's when a person hides their baldness under a hat in photos on dating sites. Research suggests that 16% of people who suffer from baldness or thinning hair have used a hat to try and conceal it on dating apps and social media.
Apparently, that's a deal breaker for a lot of chicks. If you have
wearing
a baseball cap on in every one of your photos.
Yeah, just take it off.
You're right. Suspect.
You're right off, just take it off. And a lot of women don't care.
Well, I did have someone, I can't remember
I got a hat
who
on.
This was, saw, yeah. But they saw me without a hat once, and they said, oh, I thought you were bald.
Yeah, I've had that too.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a hat on. Want to check that out?
Wait, they're on these Tinder and stuff, they'll find any reason to swipe the other way.
Yeah, I don't. Like I said, none of us are on that because we're.
Oh yeah, they're just
married.
Looking for deal breakers.
Right, right. Yeah.
According to
a hat or a fish. If you guys got a fish in his hand and a hat on his head.
Oh yeah,
gone.
You're right. You got a fish.
You're not swiping him, huh, Nick?
Yeah. How about a sandwich?
That's all I have. Yeah, every picture of me on Facebook I have a hat on and a fish.
Good thing you're not looking for a woman, Todd.
And Nick's not going to date you.
Obviously taken.
you're obviously taken because nobody's going to swipe you.
Off the market.
Hat and a fish, I'm out. What's for the women, though?
We don't care.
Like, no.
Shows up and I guess, she's got hair.
Well, I'm not talking about the hat. I'm talking about something else. What is the deal breaker for the dude? The dude can tell us that.
And it's got to be in the profile picture.
Right. What is the dude? We're not on these sites, so I'm going to let a guy check in if he can in a couple minutes maybe. What's the deal breaker for the guy? In a photo? Is it because there's two women up there? You know which one it is?
Yeah, I would think that'd be the first one. Yeah, multiple people in the photo. Which one is she?
Craig is saying fat, but you can't tell that always in a photo. But
that's why it's a deal breaker.
Right.
If your profile picture is a cat.
Okay, Craig didn't say fat.
That's
a deal breaker. Fat.
Yeah, you can crazy
neither
eyes.
One.
Well, how about this? If the photo is a selfie taken with the camera like almost right above you to stretch everything out.
But all size girls do that though. They all take that photo because they want that look.
I would think a deal breaker would be.
What's a deal breaker for the guy?
If it's just pictures of her face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then there's, something's up.
There's like a Luke Bryan lyric.
Oh, yeah. That kind of stuff.
I actually just looks insane, too. Like, we talk about the crazy eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, but then you might be.
Oh, no. That'll
dating
keep you in there for a while. Those crazy eyes will bring you in for a while.
Let's just take a couple of calls. We got a couple of minutes left here before we say goodbye for the weekend.
40% of women say they would stop seeing someone if they were hat fished.
So they're better off just taking the hat off. And a lot of girls don't care if the guy's hair or not.
Right, and showing the lack of hair.
Right.
Okay, but I imagine some guys just wear a freaking hat.
Yeah, that's true.
They're bald too, but they wear a hat. We're not bald, but we wear hats all the time.
But a guy could take a just a picture of himself, and without the hat. I don't know. It seems pretty, really surprised. I'm going to say this. It seems pretty superficial.
Now, we also know that she...
And we don't like people like that.
That she can leave her hat on.
Oh.
We all know that one.
It's a late Friday joke.
Right. Who's this?
Should have taken that call from Doug earlier.
Is this Doug?
Yeah.
What's
this is me.
What's a deal breaker on a woman's photo?
A double chin.
Okay.
It's not even, we're not even subtle.
No.
Yeah. But that's just, but that's in the picture.
I know.
If a guy, if you're getting hat fished, you don't necessarily know that you're getting hat
fished. How about a scarf? Is that chin fist? All right, there you go. He's guys laughing. A double chin. Later, and he hangs up. All right.
Well, if she has two in the picture, she probably has three or four in real life.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Nick being kind.
Yeah. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, yeah. A few dating profile pics. Like, if it's just the picture from, like, the shoulders up in every picture and she's looking up,
yep,
kind of like along the lines of the guy, you know, if she has a double chin, she's trying to hide it there.
Yep.
Otherwise, if it's group pictures and there's like the same three women and you're not sure which one she is, that's kind of like, nah, no thanks.
Yeah, okay. Got it. All right. Yeah, if you, women are going to be selfish and basically superficial about the guy's hat. The guy could be superficial about the girl's weight, right?
Yeah. And Kent says turnoff is excessive Snapchat filters.
I can see that.
Gives
you that smeared, doe-eyed look.
Well, that's just so much.
Right, they
just
all
just stop it.
Doesn't even look real.
Sparkles.
It's like you're a robot.
We know you're doing that.
Yeah.
And your puppy nose.
Yeah.
So at this article, they say if you meet and they're wearing a hat, try casually mentioning that you've never seen what their hair looks like and see how they respond.
All right.
Well, that seems polite enough.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
That would be great if some chick.
No, you say, "Well, I shave my balls." Yeah. I shave my balls too. So no, it's about the same.
Yeah. They match.
Bald both places.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool balls,
yeah.
Dude.
I also have thinning pubes.
Josh Wolf, Funny Bone this weekend. Check him out. What's Josh's website for all his other stuff?
He has one. Okay. At Josh Wolf Comedy on Twitter.
In case you're not in the Omaha area, make sure you see Josh wherever you're at in your city. Have a great weekend. Download our Uncensored podcast, along with all the podcasts, too. Have a great weekend. Have fun this weekend, Nick.
Yeah, thanks. Can't wait.
Wear a mask.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.